It's a lonely way, you know, the way of the necromancer. Yes, to know too much. Lacrimae mundi, the tears of the world.
But the power, the joy.
Moments, fleeting moments.
I can ease your loneliness. Let me help you. Teach me.
The days of our kind are not many. The one god comes to drive out the many gods. The spirits of wood and stream grow silent. It's the way of things. Yes. It's a time for men and their ways.
Do you know that if is the middle word in life? If you can keep your head when all about you losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you. I mean, I know, I can't, I'm a little man, I'm a little man. He's a great man. I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across floors of silent seas.
You have to let it all go. Doubt. Disbelief. Free
your... Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. It does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what they can call better angels of our nature.
This lunacy called love, this mad distemper that strikes down both beggar and king.
Who has time? Who has time? But then if we do not ever take time, how can we ever have time?
Welcome to the Synthetic Zen Show.
Moment. Savor it. Rejoice with great gladness. Great gladness. Remember it always, for you are joined by it. You are one under the stars. Remember it well then, this night, this great victory, so that in the years ahead, you can say, I was there that night. With Arthur, the king.
For it is the doom of men that they forget.
I believe it is our fate to be here. It is our destiny. I believe this night holds each and every one of us. The very meaning of our lives.
You do not truly know something. Until you find them.
Such activity or operation, nor would I be disposed to discuss such an operation if it did in fact exist, sir.
Old men like me don't bother with making points. There's no point.
Is that why there are no young men on the council?
Good point.
Well, I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie, don't surf!
Don't you think it's a little risky for R&R?
If I say it's safe to surf this beach, Captain, it's safe to surf this beach!
Don't worry, man. This is a place clean up and ready for the ship, so don't you worry.
Big up, Dick. This is the one being a dead people on now. They got about 30 seconds on. They can get your people back and get down. It's gonna be a big one.
Better than that.
The horror.
not everyone believes what you believe.
My beliefs do not require them to.
When the world was young, and bird and beast and flower were one with man, and death
was but a dream.
Looking at the games like looking at the future. Until you've tasted it, what do you really know?
And then, of course, it's too late.
But it's the Zen Show with Dr. Z on Naked Radio. Thank you, Velvet, for a great handoff, and as always, she does a great show. Great filling in, as well as a regular show. Be sure to catch all of her great shows. Now, I've been gone for a little while. I was on the road down in Idaho and Utah, tooling around. And now I'm back, and I feel like doing a little ranting, actually, after some of the news I've been hearing from the Supreme Court Friday and Monday. Oh, man. Well, just before I start doing that, let me know what we have. I'm going to let you know we have on the playlist today. We have a little Enigma, Enya, Amazonas, Capra Kai, Dead Can Dance, Michael Hedges, Karunesh, Lorena McKinnett, Sarah Brightman, some of my own compositions from over the years, Joseph Firecrow, Runrig, Oliver Shanti, Kasita Garba, some Bodhisattva stuff, and other Buddhist pieces. And much more. A little Monty Python's going to be sprinkled in here and there to lighten things up for a little fun. A few bits and pieces. And now, on to my rant. Oh, right now in the background, I'm playing a little DW Project. This is Welcome to the Open Door from the same-titled album. By the way, I'm on ICQ at 1244864 03, as well as on the other instant messaging clients. And I just accidentally closed the window that shows all of those. Let's take a look at that again. They are for Yahoo, Naked Radio, for MSN, nakedradio@hotmail.com, and for AIM, that's the AOL instant messenger, Naked Radio NR. And I'm on the jmeeting.com site in the Naked Radio room, in the chat room there. I'm not streaming any video today, so you don't get to see my ugly mug today. So sorry. Too bad, so sad. But I am there where you can chat with me, or you can ping me on the instant messaging as well. And you can always swing by my website to check out my schedule and my playlist of over 4,300 songs at www.thesyntheticzenshow.com. Now for the rant. For those of you, in case you weren't following the news with what the Supreme Court's been up to, I think everybody's heard about the whole Ten Commandments thing, and I'm not going to get into that one too much. But the ones that set me off were one in Friday, a Connecticut ruling, where the state changed the local law there so that they could use eminent domain to seize a person's private property and then turn around and sell it. Well, the government already has eminent domain to do that for public works. For example, if they want to run a freeway right through your house, they have to give you fair market value, fair market value, and you don't have a choice. And then they run a freeway, or they can do other public works, etc. But up until now, the Bill of Rights and such has protected that from being handed off to another private developer. And the ruling for Connecticut has made it so that, in Connecticut anyway, if they want to buy out your property and then turn around and hand it off to a private developer, apparently Connecticut's reasoning was that it was a rundown area and they wanted to have the area enhanced so that they get increased tax revenue. But they hand it off to a private developer, so of course somebody's making a big profit, etc. That's just... It's a very sad, sad day in this country, in the United States. In case I didn't mention, I'm broadcasting live from Spokane, Washington, in the USA. The other thing that, just has me steaming, some of you techies might know this, and is the MGM versus Grokster case. Grokster and Morpheus, etc. Those are all the peer-to-peer file-sharing networks. Some of you may remember Napster, Kazaa, etc. Well, this is yet again the Recording Industry Association, Motion Picture Association cartels is what they're becoming. But anyway, they were trying to get, and they failed both in the initial courts and in the appeals court, so they finally appealed a second time to get to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court surprisingly ruled in MGM's favor. And the way the ruling's phrased, basically it works out to, if you're a software developer and you develop some software, and somebody misuses that software to violate intellectual property rights, copyright, etc., you as a software developer are liable for what the people did with your software. So that would be about like if let's say I invented some sort of special shovel, and then somebody went out and, I don't know, murdered somebody with it. I'm liable for inventing that shovel. That gives you the idea of the ridiculousness of the ruling. To go after the software developer, especially if it's peer-to-peer, has so many valid uses. The open source community uses peer-to-peer all the time, and open source software is meant to be redistributed. I happily distribute my own music through peer-to-peer. And to make the software developers afraid to do any development. Now, what's going to have to happen? They're going to have to spend all their money on lawyers rather than development, and they're going to have to get permission from Hollywood, basically, before they can release any software. Oh, I'm not speechless about it, obviously, but boy, this has me quite incensed. You know, and unfortunately, the courts have just completely overstepped their original powers that they were supposed to have. Now, on a little bit better news in the tech rights world, at least we have one good thing. The last week, they were trying to get the broadcast flag in place. For those who aren't familiar with the broadcast flag, what it is for digital television, the Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, has tried several times. First, they tried through the FCC, and that was shot down. So then they tried directly lobbying Congress, and that failed to get a bill passed, a law made that says broadcasters have to broadcast this digital flag that basically makes it when the flag is on, you can't copy with a digital video recorder, etc. They wanted to be able to cripple things like Tivio and Replay, etc. And so they couldn't get it through the normal legitimate channels. So then what they did is they tried to talk a senator into proposing it into the appropriations bill in the House last week. Now, luckily, EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, sent out emails to all of its members, and I'm one of those members, volunteer and advocate and activist, and gave the list of the people who had congressmen who were on the Appropriations Committee and had us contact them. And they were inundated, and so luckily, it was shot down. So luckily, digital rights management for TV hasn't quite kicked in yet, but they're not going to quit trying. So just a few things I wanted to get out there in case you weren't aware of what was going on, some of the underhanded and other dealings. It's very, very frustrating and very disappointing. It has me, man, when I heard this happening Monday, I don't usually react that emotionally, but I was just so furious to hear this. And just the short-sighted stupidity of the courts with the software and with the property rights. Both with the MGM versus Grokster and with the Connecticut ruling. Now, what the court said is that each state can decide how they want to do it. But it completely flies in the face of, the U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, etc. Anyway, I'll quit ranting. I got a little bit out there. I don't know how many of you we're even aware of this, so I wanted to make sure we got the word out. Right now we have a little Enigma, Satanist Part 1. This is an extended trance mix. Then we'll come up with a little Enya, Tempus Vernum. Then Amazonas, Tempestad. You are listening to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z, only on Naked Radio.
No.
Stay tuned. Coming up in a little while, I'll have a couple more things to let you know, some of the other things that are happening. For example, anonymous readers' rights, and also use of library being monitored. What's happening to this country? Naked Radio! Now we have Amazonas Tempestad. This is from the Aquatone album. Follow that with some Cupper Kai, Dr. McPhile's Reel. You're listening to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z on Naked Radio. Broadcasting to you live from Spokane, Washington, in the great northwest of the U.S. of A., on the North American continent of the planet Earth, in the solid 1 solar system of the Milky Way galaxy, in this universe, and who knows how many other multiverses.
Hi, you have reached the Alzheimer's Research Laboratory. No, Lobotomy. Lobotomy. The place thingy where we study, what was it? Anyway, if you wish to leave if you wish to leave a, oh, please speak after the bath. No, the bit.
Dead Can Dance, Pilgrimage of Lost Children. Before that, we had a brief bit from Monty Python, Answering Machine Messages, Alzheimer's. And before that, Kaprakai, Dr. Mephiel's Reel. We're going to take a brief break for some messages from our sponsors, then we'll be right back with a lot more music. Michael Hedges, Cotton Nash, Lorena McKennett, Sarah Brightman, and more. Only on Naked Radio.
Tune in to one of our very own Swedish DJs. DJ Reman brings you a bit of classic pop and rock. Get your slice of paradise. To One in Paradise, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. GMT. Another Naked Radio exclusive.
At the Naked Radio online store. You see that little bear on our website? Located at www.nakedradio.com. Click on it and start your naked shopping experience today. While you're there, check out the new DJ memorabilia section. That's right, your favorite DJ on your favorite items. We have everything from men's, ladies', kids', and infant apparel, and some awesome home and office office decor. Get up to the minute info on Naked Radio sales and coupons by signing up for the Naked Radio Online Store newsletter. The Naked Radio Online Store. Get tuned in, take a look, and get naked.
Get ready for the hottest hip-hop and R&B countdown.
Syndicated to the world.
The Club Radio Urban 10.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Louis Lavella. Make sure you lock it in and join me every single week for the Club Radio Urban 10 as we count down the hottest hip-hop and R&B music from around the world. Be sure to get your votes in. Go online to clubradioworld.com and then, of course, lock it into your favorite station here and we give you the Club Radio Urban 10.
You're listening to Club Radio.
Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. UTC on the official Club Radio World affiliate. NakedRadio.com.
Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. UTC on Naked Radio.
Get ready to experience one of the hottest party mixes on radio.
The hottest party on radio. Bringing back the 80s and 90s.
The hottest mix show on the planet. Broadcasting yesterday's hit music. This is The Rewind.
Seamlessly mixed. Syndicated to the world.
Be sure to lock it in here at your favorite station every single week as myself, Louis Lavella, alongside DJ Slim, brings you the hottest from way back when. We give you the hottest retro from the 80s, the hottest old school and dance music from the 90s. This is The Rewind.
Tune into Petal's Addiction to get your dose of classic rock. She'll get you hooked. DJ Petal's airs on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight GMT. Right here, only on Naked Radio.
Dr. Z and the Vedic Underwear. Dr. Z and the Vedic Zencho Fart. Dr. Z and the Vedic Zencho.
Good job. Okay, and where do we listen?
On the Fart Radio.
No, not on Fart Radio.
Where do we listen? Naked Underwear Radio. On the Naked Radio. Dr. Z and the Frederick Zen Show. What the heck?
Dr. Z and the Zen Show.
Synthetic. Can you say synthetic?
No, synthetic.
www.nakedradio.com.
Dr. Z and the Zen Show.
That's the Dr. Z and Synthetic Zen Show, only on Naked Radio, Wednesdays 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., and Thursdays 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Universal Time. Don't miss it. And welcome back to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z on Naked Radio. I'm going to do a triple hit here with Michael Hedges. Right now you're listening to Point A. We'll follow that with Layover, and then Point B. This is from the 1980 Taproot album. Then we'll have a little piece, humorous piece from Monty Python. What have the Romans ever done for us? Humorous bit. Then we'll have some Karinesh, Lorena McKennett, and Sarah Brightman. That's all coming up in the next half hour of the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z on Naked Radio. I'm on ICQ at 1-244-486-403, as well as in the Naked Radio Room on jmeeting.com. And you can check out my playlist and schedule at www.thesyntheticzenshow.com. Thank you.
Where is he?
He's just nipped out to the pub.
Oh, God, we need him for this link. All right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the town, a group of fanatic revolutionaries plot the overthrow of the entire Roman Empire. That'll do. They'll never notice it warn us.
Oh, sorry. I was just...
Doesn't matter. We've done it now.
Oh.
What exactly are the demands? We're giving Pilate 2 days to dismantle the entire apparatus of the Roman imperialist state, and if he doesn't agree immediately, we execute her.
They bled us white, the bastards. They've taken everything we had. And not just from us. From our fathers. And from our fathers' fathers.
And from our fathers' fathers' fathers.
Yeah.
And from our fathers' 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 fathers.
All right, Stan, don't labour the point. And what have they ever given us in return?
The aqueduct.
What?
The aqueduct.
Oh, yeah, they did give us that. That's true, yeah.
And the sanitation.
Oh, yeah, the sanitation, Reg. Remember what the city used to be like?
Yeah, all right, I'll grant you, the aqueduct and sanitation are two things the Romans have done.
And the roads.
Well, yeah, obviously the roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they? But apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct and the roads...
Irrigation.
Medicine.
Education.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
And the wine.
Yeah, that's something we'd really miss, Reg, if the Romans left.
Public baths.
And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly know how to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, the fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace.
Oh, peace!
Okay. That was Monty Python, What the Romans Ever Done for Us. Before that, we did a three-part play from Michael Hedges' Taproot album. We had Point A, Layover, and Point B. They were all short ones, so I just played them all together. Now we have Karunesh. This is from the 2004 Call of the Mystic album. This piece is called And the Grass Grows by Itself. You're listening to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z, only on Naked Radio.
When people listen to Naked Radio, some people think we sound like this. While others think we sound like this. But if you listen carefully, you'll find we sound a little like this. And a little like that.
That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways.
In fact, we're all that and more. Now you can experience the virtual world of Naked Radio at SecondLife.com. Visit Club Naked Radio at Verloren Dam in Second Life. Your world, your imagination.
We now have Lorena McKennett. I'm going to try to pronounce this. Afraid my Celtic is a bit weak. Chehe Misele Ulangt. The Two Trees. This is from the 1994 The Mask and the Mirror album. Before that, we had Karunesh from the Call the Mystic album, 2004. The piece, And the Grass Grows by Itself. After Lorena McKennett, we'll have a little Sarah Brightman doing a cover of Scarborough Fair. And then we'll be playing some Native American wood flute recording I did last year. A little more Monty Python. Some Native American music. Some more Celtic music. Some music from India / Pakistan. Some Buddhist music. And much more all coming up on the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z. Only on Naked Radio.
Loudy and made my lips and mute.
Poor Foiled again. Just can't finish the joke about, or the story about the cow. Everybody in the JBD.com Naked Radio Room is giving him a tough time. Right now you're listening to Lorena McKennett, The Two Trees, from the 1994 The Mask and the Mirror album. Up next is Sarah Brightman, Scarborough Fair, from the 2001 The Very Best of Sarah Brightman, 1990 to 2000 album.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Brightman doing a cover of Scarborough Fair. Up next, Native American Wood Flute, Joseph Firecrow, Runrig, Oliver Shanti, and more on Naked Radio.
For years, people have been tuning in to Naked Radio. The numbers of people interested in internet radio is climbing, as do the numbers of internet radio stations. One station has always been copied. Naked Radio. One step ahead of the others. Rated the number one internet radio station in the world. Naked Radio. Setting the standards for internet radio.
This is a little piece I did about a year ago with a Native American wood flute, and just a little bit of echo there to enhance the sound. After this, we'll have a little 3.5-minute humorous piece from Monty Python, The Argument Clinic. Oh, that's a classic. Then we'll have some Joseph Firecrow, Round Dance. It's Native American music. Then we'll have Celtic music. And some Buddhist music, India music, all coming up in the next half hour of the Synthetic Zen Show. In the final half hour, we'll have another one of my compositions. We'll have a piece from Lakme. We'll have some other ambient music, Sarah Brightman, and more. And of course, coming at the next hour, within an hour, will be the Borg Queen and the Collective Sound, so be sure to stick around for that. You can check out my playlist of over 4,300 songs at www.thesyntheticzenshow.com. Thank you.
Native American. Now we have Monty Python Argument Clinic.
Have you been here before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
I see. Well, do you want to have just one argument, or were you thinking of taking a course?
Well, what is the cost?
Well, it's £1 for a 5-minute argument, but only £8 for a course of 10.
Well, I think it would be best if I perhaps started off with just the one and then see how it goes.
Fine. Well, I'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBakey's free, but he's a little bit conciliatory. Ah, yes. Try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told outside that...
Don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of parrot droppings.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type really makes me puke, you vacuous, toffee-nosed, malodorous pervert.
Look, I came here for an argument. I'm not going to just...
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is abuse.
Oh, I see. Well, that explains...
Ah, yes. You want room 12A, just along the corridor.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Stupid git.
Come in.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, just one moment. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh, just the 5 minutes.
Ah, thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Look, let's get this thing clear. I quite definitely told you.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Did.
Well, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
Look, you just contradicted me.
I did not.
Oh, you did.
No, no, no.
You did just then.
Nonsense.
Oh, look, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
I came here for a good argument.
No, you didn't. No, you came here for an argument.
Well, an argument isn't just contradiction.
Can be.
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It's not just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
Yes, but that's not just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsaying of any statement the other person makes.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Not at all.
Now, look.
Good morning.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
I was just getting interested.
Sorry, 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes.
I'm afraid it was.
It wasn't.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
Yes, but that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on. Look, this is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Well?
Well, what?
That wasn't really 5 minutes just now.
I told you, I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Look, I don't want to argue about
that. Well, you didn't pay.
Aha! If I didn't pay, why are you arguing? I've got you.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
No, you haven't.
Oh, shut up. I want to complain.
You want to complain? Look at these shoes on. I had them 3 weeks and the heels are worn right through.
No, I want to complain
if
about...
If you complain, nothing happens. You might as well not bother.
Oh.
And my back hurts and whenever it's a fine day and I'm sick and tired of this office.
Hello, I want to...
Oh!
No, no, no. Hold your head like this. Then go, wow. Try it again.
Whoa!
Better, better, but wow, wow. Put your hand there.
No.
Now.
Wow!
Oh, good, that's it.
Stop hitting me.
What?
Stop hitting me.
Stop hitting you?
Yes.
Why'd you come in here, then?
I wanted to complain.
Oh, no, that's next door. It's being hit on the head lessons in here.
What a stupid concept.
Now we have Joseph Firecrow, Route Dance Song.
Hey!
Hey-yo, hey-yo, e-ya, hey-yo, e-yo. Hey-yo, hey-yo, e-ya, hey-yo, hey-yo, hi-ya, hey-yo, hi-ya. Hey-yo, hey-yo, hi-ya, hey-yo, hi-ya, 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 hi-ya.
That was Joseph, Firecrow, Round Band song. Now we have Runrig, Abhain and Sluach. From the Celtic Glory album.
Yeah, look.
Dr. Z and the Synthetic Zen Show. Wednesdays, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Universal Time. Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Universal Time. Music from around the world. Classic rock, blues, jazz, pop, rock, techno, punk, classical, new age, world music. The widest range of music you will hear anywhere. Only on Naked Radio. Now we have Oliver Shanti, a ballad to Shuang Tzu. You're listening to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z on Naked Radio. That's Oliver Shanti, a ballad to Chuang Tzu. Now we have a Buddhist chant, Kasiti Garba Bodhisattva Dharani. So it's the Bodhisattva Kasiti Garba. By the way, since it was actually requested by somebody, and I guess some folks are just gluttons for self-punishment, I actually have the webcam turned on now in the Naked Radio Room on jmeeting.com. So if you want to check out my ugly mug, feel free to swing by there. Meanwhile, I'm on ICQ at 1-244-86-403 as well.
my paisa maru
Bodhisattva Dharani. Now we have Chunda Bodhisattva Mantra. We'll follow that with a brief break from a message from our sponsors. You're listening to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z on Naked Radio.
Om Jale Jure Jande Soha, 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 Om Jale
We'll be back after these brief messages from our sponsors.
Listen to DJ Temple on Naked Radio every Monday and Tuesday, 2 p.m. GMT UTC, and again every Wednesday and Friday at 4 p.m. GMT UTC, only on NakedRadio.com.
Naked Radio.
Hello, I am Antonio Banderas, and I am here to rock your boat. I want to tell you about a group that is fighting to save our oceans. Its name is Oceana, and its mission is to stop the collapse of the seas. Oceana has been fighting and winning to protect marine animals and ocean habitat, but Oceana needs your help. Log on to oceana.org and become a wave maker. I am Antonio Banderas, and I am an Oceana wave maker.
R&M Associates is proud to present the best value in communications products and services available on the internet today.
RMABiz.biz for home.
Save on long distance starting at just 3.45 cents per minute, low cost internet service, cell phones, and more.
RMABiz.biz for business.
Make purchasing your business communications needs simple and easy with all products in one place. Web services, wireless services, and voice messaging.
RMABiz.biz for travelers.
Whether you're a business traveler, college student, or leisure traveler, we can help you stay in touch. Calling cards, wireless services, and Follow Me 800 service. R&M Associates, the leader in online communication sales since 1995. RMABiz.biz.
Experience a better way of shopping.
The hottest party on radio. Charting the hottest dance music from around the world.
This is the Club Radio Dance Top 10, one of the fastest growing syndicated countdowns on Earth.
Creative sound, high energy, new music and pre-releases.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Louis Lavella. Join me each and every week on your favorite station as we chart the hottest dance music from around the world here on the Club Radio Dance Top 10.
The newest hit show on radio, syndicated to the world. The Club Radio Dance Top 10.
Every Thursday at 10 a.m. UTC on Naked Radio.
The only place in the world to listen to the hottest West Indian sounds. Bringing you the wildest bhangra music from around the world right here on the Punjabi Mix.
Making you move to Indian mixes of the hottest urban and original tracks.
Syndicated around the world through the Vela Radio Group. DJ Chris Ryan mixing up the Punjabi Mix every week right here on your favorite station.
NakedRadio.com every Thursday at 11 a.m. UTC.
Only on Naked Radio, the widest range of music you will hear anywhere.
He is the one.
Conan! What is left in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
Tomorrow may all be dead, but how would that be different from any other day? The quest continues. Dr. Z and the Synthetic Zen Show.
Who has time? But then if you do not ever take time, how can we ever have time?
Wednesdays, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Universal Time. Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Universal Time. World music, meditative, new age, classical, rock, pop, jazz, and more.
Only pursuing vessel approaching from 181 Mark 12.
We are the Borg. We are taking over your airwaves on NakedRadio.com.
Ever since the Borg Queen joined the station, people are tuning in and listening to her commands. It's almost as if her music mesmerizes them into listening without thought.
Three times a week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 4 a.m. GMT time. You must tune in to the Borg Queen and the collective sound. We are the Borg. Resistance is futile.
All hands to battle stations.
Good evening. Tonight is indeed a unique moment in the history of television. We are deeply privileged and honored to have with us in the studio tonight Karl Marx, the founder of modern socialism and author of the Communist Manifesto, Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, better known to the world as Lenin, leader of the Russian Revolution, writer, statesman, and father of modern communism, Che Guevara, the Bolivian guerrilla leader, and Mao Zedong, chairman of the Chinese Communist Party since 1949. And the first question is for you, Karl Marx. The Hammers. The Hammers is the nickname of what English football team? The Hammers? No, a bad luck card. It is, in fact, West Ham United. Now, Che Guevara. Che. Coventry City last won the FA Cup in what year? No, I'm going to throw the question open. Anyone else? Coventry City last won the FA Cup in what year? No, well, I'm not surprised you didn't get that. It is, in fact, a trick question. Coventry City have never won the FA Cup. So now, with the scores all equal, it's on to round two, and Lenin, your starter for 10. Teddy Johnson and Pearl Carr won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1959. What was the name of their song? Teddy Johnson and Pearl Carr's winning song in the 1959 Eurovision Song Contest. No? Yes, Mao Zedong.
Sing a little birdie.
Yes, it was indeed. Well challenged. Well now, ladies and gentlemen, we come on to our special gift section. Our contestant tonight is Karl Marx, and our prize is this beautiful lounge suite. Now, Carl has elected to answer questions on workers' control of factories, so here we go with question number one. You nervous, Carl? Brave man. Here we go, Carl. The development of the industrial proletariat is conditioned by what other development?
The development of the industrial bourgeoisie.
Good. Yes, it is indeed. Well done, Carl. You're on your way to your lounge suite. Here's question number two, Carl. The struggle of class against class is a what struggle? A what struggle?
A political struggle.
Good, yes it is indeed. Well done, Carl. One final question and that beautiful lounge suite will be yours. Are you going to try? Brave man. So Karl Marx, here's your final question. Who won the cup final in 1949?
The workers control the means of production. The struggle of the urban proletariat.
No, it was Wolverhampton Wanderers who beat Leicester 3-1.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, Carl. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, will you please give a very big welcome to someone who's come all the way here tonight for our talent spotting time, John Kissinger, brother of the famous Ronnie Kissinger.
Python Communist Quiz. Now we have Trevor Jones doing the soundtrack to The Last of the Mohicans. This is from 1992. This is the promontory scene. This is a great piece. And there's no dialogue during this part. It's where they're chasing after the Mohicans, the Mogwa and his band that have taken the women and are running up the precipice. Unfortunately, several of the heroes die during the process. But the last of the Mohicans finally deals with Mogwa, and his pride is his downfall. Great music piece here. After this, had a couple of requests pop into the queue, so I'll go ahead and let those slip in. I'll bump a few other songs for that. Somebody requested Enya, Orinoco Flow, and Enigma, Return to Innocence. So I'll go ahead and let those in. Then we'll do some Sarah Brightman and one of my own compositions as we hand it off at the top of the hour to the Borg Queen and the Collective Sound. Be sure to stick around for that. She always throws a great show. But meanwhile, you still have half an hour, a little less than half an hour left of the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z on Naked Radio. Smogwa's heart had become twisted like the Inglés, wanting power, ownership, and gold, rather than being one with the land that they were born from. It was his undoing. Request, Orinoco Flow, Enya. We just finished listening to Trevor Jones and the soundtrack from The Last of the Mohicans, Promontory. And we had two requests, so the one after this is Enigma, Return to Innocence.
Thank you.
That was by request, Enya Orinoco Flow from the 1988 Watermark album. Next up, Enigma, Return to Innocence. You're listening to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z, only on Naked Radio.
You are listening to Naked Radio.
Oh,
we have a piece by... Oh, I messed it up. Well, it's from Sound Effects Library number 21. This is a severe thunderstorm. Someone's talking about how they like storms. After that, we'll have a piece of my own, ambient number 1, and then we'll hand it off to the Borg Queen and the Collective Sound at the top of the hour. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I'll be here again. I'm here every Wednesday, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Universal Time, and Thursday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Universal Time. Ambient number 1 by me. Finished that piece right around the end of December 2000. pals. Well, we're getting ready to say goodbye here. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've certainly enjoyed and had a good time conversing. And even ranting at the beginning of the show about some of the things the Supreme Court's done in the United States here. Now we have, to wrap it up, Sarah Brightman. 1997 Time to Say Goodbye album. This is her piece, Time to Say... Well, not her piece, but she's singing the song, Time to Say Goodbye. This is Dr. Z in the Synthetic Zen Show on Knock It Radio. Signing off. Borg Queen and the Collective Sound will be taking over the Naked Airwaves very shortly. Stay tuned for her ineffable and wonderful show.
Le finestre mostrar tutto il mio cuore che è acceso. Chiudi dentro me la luce che ho incontrato per strada.
Sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me.